This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I've seen them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Bill's in Massachusetts.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have three Japanese holly plants. They're about, they've been in the ground a year and a half. They're about 6 feet high, 2 to 3 feet wide. I covered them last winter with burlap. Is that necessary this year?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
I would look at using, you know, wilt proof or wilt stop on them.
All right.
Spraying those, you could do that today. Right. Using something along the lines of that will help it. You know, the one thing that worries me with burlap is if it gets too warm at any point, it can really heat up in there. You're losing some of that sun that you normally would have with help with, like, photosynthesis, all those things going on. So
I've tied them up lightly. I assume that's all right.
I would still do that, definitely, especially, you know, making sure that they're tied up enough so the wind can still move them, but we're not talking we don't want it to be split, right, from, like, heavy snow or those things. So I definitely recommend that. Using something to help with that is highly recommended.
Okay.
But I would be making sure I use the wilt proof on it.
I'll get that this morning.
What part of Massachusetts? Northern, Southern? Drakett?
Drakett, yeah, just south of Hudson, New Hampshire.
Yep. So, I mean, How are they? What type of area? Are they in, like, a little bit of a sheltered area? Are they wide open?
Half and half, I would say. They're blocked from the west, the north and west. They're blocked from there. They only get an east or a south wind where they are.
Okay. So, that wouldn't be bad to do. It's not, you know, they're not going to get destroyed by, like, a nor'easter coming from that way. So, if they were exposed on that side, I'd be a little bit more concerned.
Okay.
And I would think about saying maybe some burlap. But I think that the biggest thing is making sure for those you water the plants until the ground freezes.
All right.
And I'm not saying, you know, water every day.
Right.
I'm saying, you know, at this point it's probably like once a week where you will just take the hose out to them on a trickle. Let them sit there for about a half an hour. The reason why I want you to still water them is it's going to go hand in hand with the wilt proof. It's going to keep the moisture into the plant until the ground freezes, and then the plant's going to be full. When it comes to Japanese holly, sometimes I get a little bit nervous. They're in between, like, a boxwood and a regular holly. American holly. Okay. So they tend to dry out a little bit easier. So the wilt proof is definitely the big thing for them.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Thanks for the help. Have a good holiday this week.
You as well, Bill.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And last hour, we started to talk a little bit about your Christmas tree and picking it out and using it, you know, what to do, right? What's the biggest thing to do? And you could go online, you could Google, you know, how often should I water my Christmas tree? Or what's the biggest thing to take care of my Christmas tree? In the majority of the articles, and when I say majority, I'm talking like 98%. Their biggest thing that they talk about is making sure it has a fresh cut right before you're putting it into water. So that fresh cut is usually, you know, you need to have an inch from the bottom. And using making sure it's a straight cut on the bottom, not a jagged edge or anything along those lines. You want as straight of a cut as possible to put it into the water. You know, you can try a number of things, but everything that I have read is the temperature of water doesn't necessarily matter, right? Tap water, just using whatever, you know, room temperature type water is. We're not looking to be really, really hot or really, really cold. If it's worked for you in the past, though, keep going with it. But the majority of your Christmas tree growers, the National Christmas Tree Association will even say, you don't need to use a certain temperature of water. But the biggest thing is making a fresh cut of about an inch. Usually an inch or more. Going lower, sometimes you're not cutting it enough where it can have that fresh cut. It would still have some of the sap covering it. Because what happens, just like a fresh cut flower, right? If it's not cut and just put into water, it's not going to absorb water and last longer. We're looking to keep these plants indoors for a number of weeks. So a fresh cut about an inch from the base will definitely help you. The biggest thing is, you know, next to the fresh cut would be watering. Now, how often should you water? And you definitely should be watering daily. Usually the first 7 to 10 days, that's when your tree will take up the majority of the water. Once that happens, it slows down a little bit. It goes a little bit slower as time goes on. You know, the capacity of water is going to depend on the size of your stand, but we recommend at least a gallon of water needs to be in for the bigger trees, like the 7 to 8 foot trees, right? Getting a decent sized stand that will hold some water for it and it's not going to easily run out. The plant's drinking habits, if you will depend on how warm the house is. So if you can keep it in an area that's cooler, not in an area where it's going to be drafty, but a cooler area where it's not next to a heat source, that will help slow down the, drying period or the ability for it to absorb water will slow down a little bit. So that is something to really be thinking about. Some of the cool things that they have out there, they have this very large funnel now that I've seen at a number of garden centers that you can put on the side of the tree that, you know, it's hidden really, and you fill that. You pour the water in there so you're not going underneath the tree, getting all those needles, you know, in your back and all those types of things. So that's a nice, easy way to do it. But definitely, you know, some people will even say, you know, put a pitcher of water next to the coffee pot this time of year so that you know when you go to make your coffee, you got to fill the Christmas tree as well. If you like my wife and I, when we wake up, one of the first things we do in the morning before we get the kids up is make coffee. So that would be a big reminder for us right there. I'm not going to lie. We don't have a real tree in our house. I'm saying it a lot lower, hoping that none of you pick on me. I get it. But there's a good reason. My wife is actually allergic to the balsam and those types of trees. So it actually affects her. So I want to make sure she's okay. So I'm okay with having that we're going to call it a lifelike tree in the house. But don't tell anyone. So definitely happening in my house. Now, I know I do have a call on the line, but I'm about less than a minute from a break, so I'm going to have them hang tight for me so I don't introduce them and then cut them right off. So hang tight with me with that. We still have some open lines here. The phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're here until 10 o'clock to answer as many of your gardening questions as possible. Now, it's getting light out there. It's getting ready to be outside. We've warmed up 1 degree since we woke up this morning. So get out there today. Enjoy it. But give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week.
I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Anthony is in Hampton.
Anthony, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I am considering purchasing a mimosa tree, probably something like 3 to 4 feet tall. This would be my third attempt, by the way, in 15 years. But I feel that they've taken some pine trees down around my house. My neighbors have taken them down.
Okay.
I'm thinking there's more sun on my front lawn. And there, it is a small lawn, but it's south-facing. And I'm wondering, is it anything I could do to get this tree to acclimate to my yard? And I wouldn't do it till the spring.
Okay.
Any advice?
Now, where are you? Are you in Hampton, Mass, or Hampton, New Hampshire?
Oh, Hampton, New Hampshire.
Okay.
About a block from the beach.
Okay. That's going to be close for hardiness. I think you guys are like a 5A, 5B
yeah.
up there. There are some, you're going to want to look for a species that can do more of a zone 5 to 10. Because a lot of them, for the longest time, were like a 6 to 10. So you want to make sure you can look into that, right? So take a look at that. It does like full sun to partial sun, where I'd say it's not like a full day shade, obviously. But as long as you can get the middle of the day, that's what I'd be looking for sunlight. If you can get morning till like midday, that would be perfect. Or like till like 2-3 o'clock, that would be ideal. Now the pine trees that were taken down, did they do anything? Are the stumps still there, or is it, have they taken those out of the ground?
Yeah, the stumps are gone, but those are my neighbor's house, and they were like 15 feet from my lot line.
Gone. So the reason why I ask is, pine trees are heavy feeders. And if there was still a root system, if still a trunk there, The root system can stay alive for, you know, another, you know, 6 to 8 months, full year sometimes. And so what's happened is, in the past, is that whole area, anytime you would fertilize or do anything, those pine trees would be taking it away from everything else. So that's why, you know, it's a good thing that they took them down. You're going to get more sun, but it's also going to allow any plants in the area to have a better and easier uptake availability for your fertilizers that you're putting on there. So that is a great start for you. Now, to get it established, what I would suggest doing is getting, you know, for digging the hole, for that area is going to be the start where you need to do the most. Digging the hole about two times the size of the container that you're going to get or the root ball. And getting that taken care of, you know, digging it out, I want you to add some sort of compost or, planting type mix, something to that. But I want you to do it as like a 50-50 base. So 50% of what the existing soil and 50% of the mix to add to it. Make sure you're using something along the lines of a, like a biotone starter or something that is a starter fertilizer to get the plant going early, right? While you're planting it, the thing that I think can help make a plant survive a little bit longer is the way you plant it. Now, placing it into the ground and allowing the root flare to be just above the ground. So the root flare sometimes is underneath the soil that is in the container. So sometimes you have to rip away the soil away, and we're looking for where it kind of juts out a little bit at the base. That's considered the root flare. That's where the plant will breathe above ground. If we put too much soil or mulch or anything over the top of that, we can actually suffocate it. Now, the way you plant it... Go ahead.
No. Can I wrap this trunk in burlap into the winter, or don't bother with it?
You could, but I don't think you need to. We gotta hit a break here. I have a lot more to discuss with you to help you with the future of this, so hang tight with me. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Vice President Kamala Harris commented on the verdict of Kyle Rittenhouse's homicide trial, suggesting it showed the criminal justice system is not equitable, apparently contradicting President Joe Biden's remarks.
I've spent a majority of my career working to make the criminal justice system more equitable, and clearly there's a lot more work to do.
While Harris's comments seemed to condemn the outcome of the trial, Biden had stood by the jury's decision earlier Friday.
Well, look, I stand by what the jury has concluded. The jury system works, and we have to abide by it.
A senior executive of carmaker General Motors raised concern about the future of renewable energy usage in Mexico, saying that without a solid legal basis for it, automotive investment in Latin America's number two economy would suffer. This is USA Radio News. Dr. Fauci this week said babies and toddlers ages 6 months to 5 years could be eligible for COVID vaccines by next spring. Pfizer is currently testing the COVID vaccine on babies and toddlers. Pfizer expects to apply for approval from the FDA for their COVID-19 vaccine for children 6 months to 5 years old this month. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a package of anti-COVID-19 vaccine mandate bills into law Thursday in Brandon, Florida, a thinly veiled jab at President Biden.
We were here to celebrate a great city in the state of Florida, a freedom city, and it's important that when you have the federal government overreaching like Joe Biden's doing, that we sign legislation to protect Floridians, and doing it here in Brandon, you know, I think is especially meaningful because I think people here really appreciate it.
In a rebuke to the White House, the legislative package prevents some workers from being required to get vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Anthony. The phone dropped. So I just want to continue on with a little bit of making sure that this mimosa tree works out for him, because he's tried three times. Now, this will be the third time. So when you're planting a tree or shrub, the way that I have always told people to do things, I find is the most effective. Now, you've dug the hole twice the size of the root ball. You've made a mixture of a 50-50 mix of planting mix and the soil that's existing. Now, you place the tree in there. You've exposed the root flare. The root flare is just a little bit above the ground. It can be up to an inch above the ground and be fine. Just realize that. You'd rather it be a little bit higher than lower. Now, this here is the biggest technique that I found works. Now, when we get a plant, the root ball is usually flat or has a little bit of a rounded spot to it, and it's loose soil underneath it. Now, when you water, some of that soil will compact, and it can open up air pockets. So what I like to do is place the plant in, fill the soil halfway around the plant, and then water the soil and the plant in there. So it's halfway filled. You water and allow the moisture to hit that soil and basically shrink it, if you will. What's happening is the soil is now moving into some of those air pockets that might be there. It's compacting around the soil. You're saying compaction. You talk about compaction as a bad thing. Yes, we talk about compaction as a bad thing around the outside root system, those types of things, the feeder roots. But compaction around the root base is going to help make it stronger. So you've watered halfway through. Now you're noticing some of the soil has shrunk. So you're adding more soil. You bring it to the top. Then you water it again. And you're going to notice some of these might end up being some air pockets falling down again. And so you're going to fill a third time and making sure it's nice and compact around it to hold it in place to keep it from moving. Now, air pockets are not a good thing when it comes to soil. So a root could go through there. There's an air pocket. It's not on soil, so it's not getting the water as easily. We want to make sure there's soil all around the whole root ball. That's the biggest thing. Also be adding like a biotone starter. They also have some liquid starter fertilizers that you mix with water and put over the base when you've watered it. So that's just something as well. So those are a few things you should be doing. From there, the way you water is the biggest thing. Watering when you've planted is not going out there with a hose and just spraying it down for a minute or two. For watering to establish a plant, you're putting the hose on a trickle right at the base of the plant. That trickle is basically a slow release. You leave it on a new planting, depending upon how big it is, from anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour, depending, you know, if it's a really big tree, right? That allows the plant to absorb the water easier. What it also does is it's a deeper watering. So the water will slowly go down into the soil. Why do we want a deep watering? Because we're trying to train the root system to move down below the plant and out. If we just water the top and it just waters the couple inches, your root system on the top is only going to absorb there. The bottom ones are going to have a harder time getting the water, getting the nutrients, etc. The more we can train our roots to go deeper and wider, the more the tree can rely on nature itself and you know, take root easier. So these are some of the things that you need to really look at doing. You know, watering is obviously the most important of everything, but if you can make some of these, you know, do some of these things to plant, you'll be very successful. Now, the other thing with it is don't use a regular fertilizer when you plant it. Make sure you use a starter fertilizer, something that has mycorrhizae in it. So that mycorrhizae is that beneficial fungus that attacks the root system in a beneficial way to allow them to absorb more nutrients. Doing that's going to get them onto the right start. They're not going to go into shock by just being put into something. If you're taking them out of a pot, right, their roots are exposed and, you know, they don't have anything protecting them at first, so they go into shock. So that's a big thing. If you want to use something during the season, using protolyzer is going to help it. Now, that biotone starter's in there. It's got the little bit of fertilizer, like I said, with the mycorrhizae. Now, the protolyzer will actually work hand in hand with the biotone to allow the biotone to work even more. So the combination of the two is dynamite. It is, you know, top of the line to really get you to where you need to be for some of these plants. So this is just some things to be thinking about. The other thing is, you know, at the end of the season, and it's usually, it can be a full season, but usually at the end of the season, if you go early in like April, you'd be all right to use like a tree tone fertilizer at half the rate that would be used in the spring. That is definitely something to do in the fall to help get it established for winter. But I think for Anthony here, the biggest thing are those pine trees are out of the way. Pine trees are heavy feeders. They take fertilizer from everything, even the lawn. You're putting fertilizer down on the lawn, and they're going to pull it from those areas. That's why you see some of those things, you know, some of the lawns not do well around pine trees. The other thing you need to look at is pine trees are very acidic type soils. They love acidic soils. So they love having the, you know, very low pH levels. The mimosa tree can take a little bit of the acidity from the soil, but the fact of the matter is it doesn't want very, very acidic soil like a pine tree would. So even though the pine tree is 15 feet away, that area is going to be very acidic. So we need to look at using something as well to bring up that soil pH. So like so instead of using a soil acidifier, we're going to be looking at a lime product to bring the pH level up as well, because that's part of it. Being too acidic can really, really affect it. So that's another aspect that, I want to bring up to anybody who is planting around a pine tree. We're looking for, a 5 to 5.5. I'd take a look at getting a soil sample in the area. If your pine trees that were there in the neighbor's yard were very successful, very big and strong, that means it's a more acidic soil. It does want some acidity to it, but we're not looking at, the fours, the low fours. We're looking like 5 to 5.2, 5.5. So that's another thing to be thinking about. But for everybody else who's planting and they've had a pine tree taken down in the area or, oak trees, those types of things, realize that that area is very acidic. And so if the plant that you're planting does not like acidic soil, you need to take care of the soil as well. Just a biotone or adding some of the, the planting mix, that will help, but it's not going to be the end all. So we need to look at getting the pH taken care of as well. So I know everything we discuss kind of comes back to soil tests and soil samples and pH levels and all those things. There are some I know will laugh at me and say, here we go again, the soil samples. But it is very important when planting a tree. That's the other thing. So some things to be thinking about for next year with your plants. To be honest with you, the ground is still not frozen yet. It's still viable. You can still put a shovel in there. You still have time to do those soil samples. You might as well send them away now to get some of that information for next year so you're ready in the spring. Because I know we're all going to wait. We're all going to wait till about March, and we're going to say, all right, it's the middle of March. I'm going to send my soil sample away. But that's what everybody's doing. Everybody is sending it away at that point. And so it's going to take 2-3 weeks. So we send it away middle of March, end of March. Then we're at the end of April. So we've missed a whole month of time frame. So what do? So let's get it done early. So let's think about it, because the ground is still loose. You can still put a shovel in there. Ground hasn't frozen from everything I'm seeing, and it doesn't look like it's going to freeze really for a bit here. So definitely something to be thinking about at this point in time. Those are some of the other things to get ready for. I mean, you look at the temperatures, they're going to have some overnights in the 20s, so we're very, very close to having the ground frozen, but we're not there yet. We are not there yet. So just something to be thinking about now. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We've got plenty of open lines, so if you have some questions, definitely give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. It's definitely, it'll be good to be getting ready for the winter, doing some things. Like I said earlier in the show, cleaning your tools, cleaning your mowers, cleaning the wheelbarrow, right? Getting things taken care of for the winter. Now, one suggestion, just a thought with your wheelbarrow. If you're not going to use it till next year, take it and flip it over for the winter or hang it up. Don't let the weight just sit on the tire all winter. Letting the tire just sit in one spot, it's going to start to slowly flatten there. we do this, that's not going to have some of the pressure on the rest of us, not going to have the weight. So that's one thing to think about maybe, right? We think about cleaning up our shovels, cleaning up our pitchforks, cleaning up everything that we use, the rakes, etc., getting the dirt off of them, getting ready for next year. So when next year happens, you're ready to go. That's all we want to do. Be ready for the next season. So that's what we're doing right now. We're thinking about spring and what's going to make it easier. Using some sort of oil on your pruners, your loppers, get them ready so that next year when you open them up, they're not hard as a rock to open. And then you're going to the deep, heavy-duty WD-40. Let's look at something now to clean them up and get them ready so you're not using some of those heavy doses. If you have some questions, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with the new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we have plenty of time left in the show for you to give us a call so we can answer some of your questions and help you out today. So definitely give us a call. We will do everything we can to help you out. It's starting to, I wouldn't say it's sunny, but the sun is starting to come out. It's starting to get light out there, so you can definitely get out there and work in the garden. I'm probably going to wait a few hours myself. Well, you know, I kind of have to do a radio show for the next 2 hours. But, so I got the advantage there. For the rest of you, I would wait a couple hours to let it warm up a little bit and start getting everything cleaned up. A lot of the leaves are off of the ground at this point. The only ones left on the ground are going to be, a lot of your maple leaves, those types that are going to be out there. So I would be cleaning up the best you can. We can go into the debate of to clean up or not to clean up, but I think we've exhausted that one on some of it. But definitely, if you're going to clean up, because it's that time. We're ready to get ready for winter here. It is, I didn't read all the details of the article, but I saw an article that basically said, if you're going to clean up the yard with leaves, do it now and do it early because, the temperatures could start to get real cold and then you can start to have some, the leaves freezing to the ground, those types of things. So that's what we want to be ahead of it. We want to be ready, when the time comes to be ready for winter. I feel like we have two seasons, the summer season and winter, but throughout that whole thing is winter is coming. It's like winter is coming at all times. So those are some things to that we are always thinking about. So get ready for the winter. Do your thing. But honestly, we gotta be ready when winter does hit. The other thing we should be thinking about is ice melt, right? We talk about ice melt and using the specific ones. I highly recommend using the natural alternatives products. They have a couple different varieties that we should be looking at. They're straight ice melt, and then they're CMA products. The CMA products are more for if you've put a cement patio or use pavers, those types of things out, getting those taken care of early. You can't use some of the ice melts like a rock salt on concrete that isn't cured for over 30 days. So that's another reason why the CMA works, especially if you've put the patios out this year, because a lot of us have done a lot more work around the house versus indoors. If we're spending more time outdoors, these are some of the things that we need to do to take care of the patios, etc. So if you have some questions, give us a call here. The phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of open lines. We got like 2 hours left in the show, so we got some time to answer the gardening questions for you. So do that. Give us a call so we can help you out and make sure that you are taken care of before winter happens here. Again, our phone number is 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time left in the show. Like I said, we got 2 hours left. We will answer as many of your questions that you have to help you out. So definitely do that. We're going to take a break here. When we get back in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll go back into some of the things we've already talked about. What to do with your Christmas tree, because it is Christmas time. What can we use? What should we not use? What type of water, etc.? We'll go into that and more when we get back, but give us a call. 855-660-4261. Take that break. We'll be back in a few.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.